T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jonathan Karl is joining me live, chief White House correspondent for ABC, author of Front Row at the Trump Show. Jonathan, the on-again, off-again second presidential debate has turned into dueling town halls tonight on different networks in different cities. ABC is hosting Joe Biden, NBC President Trump. What are you expecting tonight?
Well, first of all, it's just such a fascinating development here to see, dueling town hall meetings when we would normally be expecting to see a debate. I think that in terms of Joe Biden, what is important here is that this has been such an unconventional campaign that he has had very little interaction taking questions from voters, and not that much interaction, frankly, taking questions from reporters either. So there are many questions that Biden simply hasn't faced or hasn't answered, and I think it'll be interesting to see that. And then Donald Trump is a candidate who is running out of time. He is losing pretty badly in all of the national polls, and he is doesn't have a lead in a single one of the top 12 most competitive battleground states. So he needs something dramatic to change that. And I think that of late, he is sounding like a candidate who thinks that he is going to lose. So how does he try to change that dynamic tonight?
Yeah. You cover the president regularly. Talk about the energy right now on the campaign trail for Trump, who is hosting in-person events every day.
He's holding in-person events, sometimes several in-person events every day. He's doing it as if there isn't a pandemic out there. He's attracting significant crowds. I mean, not the massive, rallies that we would see in normal times, because, even for Trump supporters, we are in a pandemic. But he's got a lot of people out there. Usually at these events, the only people wearing masks are the ones right behind him, where the camera catches them. But most of these people are neither socially distanced nor wearing masks. But there's no doubt that there's energy, and he is keeping up a frenetic pace. I mean, for a guy that, remember, he just spent 3 days in the hospital with a serious illness. He is out there, going. I mean, today, before the town hall meeting tonight, he's got, he's going to be in North Carolina. He's got multiple events. He is running through the tape, no question.
Yeah, and so many people don't trust the polls after what happened in 2016 and think that this race is a lot closer than it appears to be. It's not a national election. It's really more a game of electoral math, right?
Totally. And there's reasons for everybody to be skeptical, not just of the polls, but of, not to be confident in any outcome. But there are a couple things that are important to point out here. First of all, most of the polls, most of the reliable polls, the good polls, the polls with a strong track record, were national polls in 2016. And as you just pointed out, they're worthless. You don't get elected by the popular vote. Donald Trump lost the popular vote by nearly 3 million votes. The ABC poll, the final ABC poll, had Hillary Clinton with a 4-point lead. She ended up winning with about a 2.5-point lead in the popular vote, and she won a ticket back to Chappaqua. So she did not... She did not win, despite the fact that she won the popular vote. But the poll was accurate. The poll was well within the margin of error. The problem in 2016 is that people were measuring the wrong thing. This time, a lot of those major polls, the major news organizations that hire the pollsters, are looking at the states, because that's what matters. And so you have much more in the way of reliable polling in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and North Carolina and Florida and Arizona. And in all of those states, Donald Trump is in trouble.
You know, with the toxic political climate that's out there today, do you agree that, and we saw this in 2016, people don't always tell the truth to anonymous pollsters? They don't want to show their hand, tell them who they're voting for. I think it's called, shy Trump voter syndrome.
Sure, sure. No, we don't know how much of a factor that is. I don't doubt that there's a little bit of that. I also, you know, I mean, there's also the phenomenon that Trump voters are some of the least shy people in the world. I mean, you see some of those, the massive Trump flags and the signs and all of that. So I don't know, you know, I have a sense that phenomenon may be a bit overstated. In some areas, you may have the reverse, people not wishing to let people know that they're voting for Joe Biden in an area where you've got a lot of very vocal and strong Trump supporters. So I don't know. We'll have to see where it comes out. But I think that if you listen to Donald Trump on the campaign trail, you're listening to somebody who senses that he is losing. That's why he was marveling in Pennsylvania about, you know, he's beating up on Joe Biden and suggesting Biden's basically not there. And he says, can you believe, I mean, how could I lose to this guy? I mean, and he goes on an extended riff about how embarrassing it would be to lose to Joe Biden. I don't think that, you know, Donald Trump is somebody who speaks his emotions. He is somebody who does not hold back. And I think when he's saying those things, he is marveling to himself at the possibility that he may lose.
Now, is there greater emphasis on next week's final presidential debate? It would be a week from tonight, especially after the first debate.
And I worry about whether or not that debate is actually going to happen. I mean, it is scheduled. The commission is ready to go. But, you know, I think there's been such intense back and forth here that we shall see if it actually happens. If it does happen, it will be the most important night of this campaign for Donald Trump, because it is his chance to change the dynamic before election day. It's the biggest opportunity he will have to turn around a dynamic in this race that has not been going in his direction.
John, great to talk with you again. Jonathan Karl, Chief ABC News White House Correspondent and author of Front Row at the Trump Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.